Reishayin Tes Sifhei. There should Likim B'Shabbos L'Chayi L'Choyla. A person who lit a lamp for a woman who's giving birth or for a person who's sick. V'yolda HaChayi M'Shrapa Choyla. And the woman gave birth and the Choyla became healthy. Mutil L'Taltaloi Im Kova. Once it goes out, you're allowed to be Metalta, and since it was not Mukhsa Bein HaShemoshes, so the whole reason why something remains Mukhsa the entire Shabbos is only when it's Mukhsa on the onset of Shabbos. But here it was Namakhtan on the onset of Shabbos. It's only Mukhsa as much as the Mukhsa is there. Once the Mukhsa goes away, you can't move it around. V'udin, Amalim B'Shabbos, V'shoigi V'chova, Mutil L'Taltaloi. Also, somebody by mistake lit a candle on Shabbos and went out, he's allowed to move it and the candle lamp around afterwards. The question is, why does it say shogeg? According to this concept, as long as it was lit in Shabbos, it should not be mukzah afterwards. The Rishon said, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid, just we did not want to discuss Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch.